Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Saturday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, whom he redeemed from the hand of the foe and gathered from far off lands, from east and west, north and south.
Some wandered in the desert, in the wilderness, finding no way to a city they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty. Their soul was fainting within them.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way to reach a city they could dwell in.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. For he satisfies the thirsty soul. He fills the hungry with good things.
Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled. There was no one to help.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom and broke their chains to pieces.
Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them and saved their life from the grave.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men, Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing.
Some sailed to the sea in ships to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep.
For he spoke. He summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea. Tossed up to heaven, then into the deep, their soul melted away in their distress.
They staggered, reeled like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress.
He stilled the storm to a whisper. All the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people and praise him in the meeting of the elders. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there.
But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in.
They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them. They grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease.
He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing by oppression, evil, and sorrow.
But he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced.
Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the love of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You fill the hungry with good things, Lord God, and break the sinner's chains. Hear your people who call to you in their need and lead your church from the shadows of death. Gather us from sunrise to sunset, that we may grow together in faith and love and give lasting thanks for your kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
Your truth, O God, is high as the clouds.
Lord, your goodness is deep as the ocean.
From the first book of Maccabees, when Demetrius heard that Nicanor and his army had fallen in battle, he again sent Bacchides and Alcimus into the land of Judah along with the right wing of the army. They took the road to Galilee, and camping opposite the ascent of Arbela, they captured it and killed many people. In the first month of the year, 152, they encamped against Jerusalem. Then they sent out for Berea, with 20,000 men and 2,000 cavalry. Judas, with 3,000 picked men, had encamped at Elassa. When his men saw the great number of the troops, they were very much afraid, and many slipped away from the camp until only 800 men remained. As Judas saw that his army was melting away just when the battle was imminent, he was panic-stricken, because he had no time to gather them together. But in spite of his discouragement, he said to those who remained, "Let us go forward to meet our enemies. Perhaps we can put up a good fight against them." They tried to dissuade him, saying, "We certainly cannot. Let us save our lives now and come back with our kinsmen and then fight against them. Now we are too few." But Judas said, "Far be it from me to do such a thing as to flee from them. If our time has come, let us die bravely for our kinsmen and not leave a stain upon our glory." Then the army of Bacchides moved out of camp and took its position for combat. The cavalry were divided into two squadrons, and the slingers and the archers came on ahead of the army, and all the valiant men were in the front line. Bacchides was on the right wing, flanked by two squadrons. The phalanx attacked as they blew their trumpets. Those who were on Judas' side also blew their trumpets. The earth shook with the noise of the armies, and the battle raged from morning until evening. Seeing that Bacchides was on the right with the main force of his army, Judas, with all the most stout-hearted rallying to him, drove back the right wing and pursued them as far as the mountain slopes. But when the men on the left wing saw that the right wing was driven back, they turned and followed Judas and his men, taking them in the rear. The battle was fought desperately, and many on both sides were wounded. Then Judas fell, and the rest fled. Jonathan and Simon took their brother Judas and buried him in the tomb of their fathers at Modain. All Israel bewailed him in great grief. They mourned for him many days, and they said, "How the Mighty One has fallen, the Savior of Israel." The other acts of Judas, his brothers, the brave deeds he performed, and his greatness have not been recorded, but there were very many. The word of the Lord. Do not be afraid of the enemy's attack. Recall how our fathers were saved. So now let us cry to heaven, and our God will favor us. Remember his wonderful deeds, how he dealt with Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea.
So now let us cry to heaven, and our God will favor us.
A reading from A Treatise on Death as a Blessing by St. Ambrose, Bishop. The Apostle tells us, "The world is crucified to me, and I to the world." We are to understand that this death by crucifixion takes place in this life, and that this death is a blessing. So he goes on to urge us to bear the death of Jesus with us in our bodies. For whoever bears the death of Jesus in his body will bear also in his body the life of the Lord Jesus. Death must be active within us if life also is to be active within us. Life is life after death, a life that is a blessing. This blessing of life comes after victory, when the contest is over, when the law of our fallen nature no longer rebels against the law of our reason, when we no longer need to struggle against the body that leads to death, for the body already shares in victory. It seems to me that this death is more powerful than life. I accept the authority of the Apostle when he says, "Death is therefore active within us, but life also is active within you." Yet the death of this one man was building up life for countless multitudes of peoples. He therefore teaches us to seek out this kind of death even in this life, so that the death of Christ may shine forth in our lives. That blessed death by which our outward self is destroyed and our inmost self renewed, and our earthly dwelling crumbles away and a home in heaven opens before us. The person who cuts himself off from this fallen nature of ours and frees himself from its chain is imitating death. These are the bonds spoken of by the Lord through Isaiah. Loose the bonds of injustice, untie the thongs of the yoke, set free the oppressed, and break every yoke of evil. The Lord allowed death to enter this world so that sin might come to an end. But he gave us the resurrection of the dead so that our nature might not end once more in death. Death that was to bring guilt to an end, and the resurrection was to enable our nature to continue forever. Death in this context is a Passover to be made by all mankind. You must keep facing it with perseverance. It is a Passover from corruption, from mortality to immortality, from rough seas to a calm harbor. The word death must not trouble us. The blessings that come from a safe journey should bring us joy. What is death but the burial of sin and the resurrection of goodness? Scripture says, "Let my soul die among the souls of the just." That is, let me be buried with the just, so that I may cast off my sins and put on the grace of the just, of those who bear the death of Christ with them in their bodies and in their souls.
Here is a saving you can depend on. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him.
If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him.
A patient man will stand firm until the right time, and then joy will break through for him.
If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by whose gifts your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.